Betty 311 on a Tuesday afternoon. And the middle hour of the Tuesday show is always one that I look forward to. Madeline Dubeck from Reboot, Illinois, joins us on the phone from Chicago. Hi, Madeline.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm better than I should be today, I think. So I'm in a very mellow state. I'm not going to make fun of many people today, but a few. And we'll get down to it. Reboot Illinois, by the way, if you haven't gone to that website, rebootillinois.com, all things Illinois, and a lot of really good opinion pieces to make you think, a lot of really good reporting that's right down the middle. And literally, it's one of the few websites out there where they give you the facts and you make up your mind. And that's what I've always loved about Reboot Illinois. Plus, they're kind of always on the edge of what's going on down in Springfield. And here we are at the end of June with no budget and a wonderful piece that I've been going through here during the news break, that there are now multiple stopgap budgets circulating the halls down at the Capitol building today. And give us a little primer on the Democrats and the Republicans are all bringing it together here at the last minute.
They're all bringing it together, Dan, but they're not all bringing it together onto the same page is really the situation in a nutshell. The Republican House and Senate leaders just issued a statement letting everybody know that they have now filed bills that would fund education to the tune of $7.2 billion to kind of clean up the last fiscal year and take care of the next fiscal year. And that includes $1 billion in additional funding for higher education. You recall that they passed a little bit of a Band-Aid budget a month or so ago, right before high school seniors had to decide where they were going to college next year. And that bill includes $151 million for the Monetary Award Program grants that so many lower-income students in the state rely on. It also includes, obviously, money for K-12 and early childhood education. It does not include, however, additional, every school would be, quote-unquote, held harmless, meaning they would not get less money than they did in the last budget. But it does not include extra additional money for Chicago Public Schools, and that is where Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel and the Democrats diverge from the Republicans, and they have their own plan that would add, at least in the Senate, upwards of $760 million in additional state aid for schools, and Chicago Public Schools would receive $286 million of that $760 million. Republicans are calling that a CPS backdoor bailout. And so it would appear that we are once again not close to having a budget with 2 days to go before the first day of the next fiscal year.
Yeah. Now, what about the Democrats? They're bringing their own budget, and it sounds to me from quickly looking at your article here that this might have a chance of clearing the Senate, but maybe not the House. But even if it does, then it has to go to the governor, and that would be kind of a slam dunk no.
Yes, you would think it would be kind of a slam dunk no, although the governor could, I suppose, line item veto parts of the bill and see what the Democrats do with that and go from there. But we'll have to wait and see how that all shakes out. As of early this morning, late last night, it did not appear that Senate Democrats and House Democrats were necessarily on the same page.
The Crane Chicago business columnist Greg Hines has jumped on board with some really interesting thoughts about this at the end. And if you don't mind, I'd like to read, because this kind of sums it all up. While the Democratic plan almost certainly will clear the Senate, the House, it remains a question mark. We will be voting on elements of the stopgap budget where progress has been made, and around this panic over road construction. And that is from Steve Brown, spokesman for Speaker Mike Madigan. And education, quote, hopefully that can be handled sooner rather than later. Wow, Brown replied. Discussions have oh, by the way, that wow was not in the piece here. Discussions have been going on. I'm not sure if they're being finalized. Other sources were a little bit more optimistic. There is a conceptual agreement with the House with final action expected next week, said one insider. So what we have here, if you can help me sum this up, is we have the
sure.
we have the Republican plan, we have the Democratic plan. They're all doing this stopgap with money. Heaven knows where it's coming from, but they're going to rush to try to pass something. And again, unless people's minds have changed in the last couple of days, I think this is just an exercise in futility. I can't see anything getting through here.
It doesn't appear that way at the moment. You've certainly hit the nail on the head. You know, these guys have been talking about this for well over a year now, and it, you know, maybe there are some agreements on what to do about prisons and roads and things like that, but they're still very far apart on schools.
Roads are going to be an issue here in the next. I mean, I think it's going to be one of those issues that won't pop up unless the stopgap doesn't work and people are out driving for the 4th of July weekend. And they're going to see all this road construction just sitting there with nobody constructing on it. And that's when it's going to get people's attention. We had the city manager of Normal on the air last night. And when I asked him what concerns him most about going into this weekend if there's not a budget, the first thing he said was IDOT. And there's some major road construction projects going on just in Bloomington Normal. And they'll just go silent. And that's going to get somebody's attention as well, I think, don't you?
I do. I'm not sure. I think it might take a little bit longer than the 4th of July weekend, because mm-hmm. I think most of the time they don't work on the holiday anyway. But, you know, when they come back and they're driving around a bit after that and, you know, some concrete starts flying and coming out of the ditches that have already been dug and are in the middle of the roadway and there's nobody to come clean that up, well, then people might start to take notice.
Yeah, nobody's going to do it until it inconveniences.
It rips out the bottom of their
exactly.
Tailpipe.
Exactly mm-hmm. right. Madeline Dubeck with RebootIllinois.com is on the phone with us. What about the bailout for the Chicago public school system? That's something that downstate, not many people are really paying attention to as far as getting the budget done. It is a big deal for people downstate to pay attention to, though, right?
Well, absolutely. One of my colleagues, Mark Brown, pointed out in the Chicago Sun-Times today, there actually are school districts downstate who are in similar straits as Chicago Public Schools. He had a piece today talking to the superintendent in the Harrisburg School District in deep southern Illinois in coal mining territory where, you know, they're having a lot of the same problems with poverty increasing and jobs declining and people leaving the community. You know, takes more money to kind of overcome some of the gaps that poor children start out with, and that's been the Democrats' argument with Chicago Public Schools. The other argument that the mayor has been making in the last few days in Chicago is you know, Chicago is paying for its own teachers' pensions, but it's also incurring some double jeopardy because it also its taxpayers also pay into the teachers' retirement system, which funds most of the rest of the pensions for teachers throughout the state of Illinois. And so that's where they believe there's a case to be made that they should get more money to help even the score there. But people in downstate and the suburbs, you know, feel differently, that that's just more money being taken out of their pockets that could be going to help kids in their school districts.
Well, let me ask you about that, because
that is really the nut of where the Democrats and Republicans are not seeing eye to eye over how to handle the school funding.
Yeah, I'm going to plead ignorant here, but I just presume the teachers paid into one fund from all over the state of Illinois. You're saying the Chicago schools
nope.
just are the only ones that do the two?
They have their own pension fund separate from the teachers' retirement system, and they